Welcome in Kathy Weaver. Kathy's joining us for the first. You were a frequent guest on Mugs in the Morning many years ago. Was that back in the George days? And did you come in with Marcos a little bit? Or
I did a little bit of okay. All that, yep. I was with Extension and did school enrichment programming. And so that was just a great job. Loved it to pieces. And so now I'm back, and it's kind of fun being back here.
And you'll notice the studio's not changed too much since you've been gone, has it?
No, it has not.
Yeah, it's not changed.
just a nice face.
It's okay to lie about the nice face. It's radio, so they can't tell that you're lying.
True, that where nobody's looking, that's easier.
So Kathy retired from the Extension several years ago. You may recognize her as a frequent guest on the program with our West Central Extension Spotlights. But she's joining us this morning to talk about the Community Build Playground Project.
Yes, we are so excited because we are getting so close to our goal. And we just want to remind people that they need to go out onto our website at webuild.np.org. And purchase those pickets and the brick, memorial bricks that we have out there for them to do. This has been a big success, too, and we just want to make sure that nobody misses out on that deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So all they have to do is go on to the website there and pick and go through and fill out pay online for either the pickets or the bricks. And those are all going to be engraved with names on them, so people have that choice, too, to what they want on the pickets or the bricks.
Awesome. Now, Kathy, if you don't mind, give us a little bit of a background here on the Community Build Project for folks that haven't heard about it in the past.
Oh, yeah. It's been a great project, and so many people are involved with it, volunteers that have come around, and people have stepped up in the community, and with the help of actually the leadership of Emily Worrell and Tawny Morris, there's been a whole group of us that have come together and saw the need to revitalize Centennial Park's playground, which has been there since like the 80s, I think, when my kids were little.
I was going to say, it's been there as long as I can remember. I can remember that playground, have fond memories with that playground in the 90s, but I'd like to see some updated equipment for folks to make fresher memories with.
Well, and I think that's just going to be, people are going to be so excited when this all gets finished out, and we're going to have a build date. Or week, actually, from September 15th through the 19th, where we're just asking community people to come out, volunteer, help us get it put together. And our partnership is with Playgrounds by Leathers, and they've designed and built nearly 3,500 playgrounds across the country. And our playground here will be poured in place, rubber flooring. It'll have 40 different playground play equipment components. And it'll have the theme with the North Platte Canteen, which is kind of a fun thing that, you know, we're all looking forward to how that's all going to come out with the train and a 1940s car and the depot.
And I think this is going to be a great location, too. This is a wonderful park already, a very well-established park. And the fact that it's so close to our great regional hospital, too, may mean that we can attract some out-of-town guests to this playground.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, with it being as close as it is, you know, like you said, to the interstate, things like that, when people get off, just need to get out, let the kids stretch their legs. And
yes.
And the adults, it'll be a great place for them to come and
learn a little history about our wonderful town.
That's right. And I'm hoping that, you know, we get all those pickets put up, and they can look around and see who some of our community members and families are that will have their names on it. And then the memory bricks will be on the walkway leading into the playground. So that's what we're really excited about, getting people out to, you know, help pretty much get a piece of the ownership there.
Yeah,
with us.
You can own a sliver of the playground.
Yes, you can own a sliver. That's right. You can own a picket or a brick.
Yep. And you can even pour some blood, sweat, and tears into it as well.
That's right.
And we'll turn that away.
That's what's going to be really neat about it is when everybody comes together, because I think there are people in the community that don't realize, you know, that they can be involved with it, even if it's just for an hour or two.
Yeah.
On the build
day. Makes a difference.
It makes a difference when you have so many hands helping. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Again, we have Kathy Weaver joining us this morning. We're discussing the Community Build Playground Project. And I want to highlight that word community. Because,
yes,
like you said, this is the community's project. This is the community's playground. Everybody can help out. Rather, you can donate time, talent, or treasure. It can make a big difference. And rather, that's $500, $5, 5 minutes, 500 hours. Mm. It all matters.
Absolutely. And those pickets are $50 donation. The bricks are $125 donation. So, you know, go online. Check it out. Check out our website at WeBuildNP.org. And you can fill out the forms there. You can pick up a hard copy of them at Mid-Nebraska Foundation or at Great Plains Realty. So, you know, we're trying to make it as much available out there for people. Do it easy, but make sure they make that deadline of August 2nd.
Absolutely. August 2nd's the big deadline, and the community's done a great job with support thus far. Giving Day this year was huge. Made a big difference. Folks can help out again with the lemonade stand coming up later this month.
Right. We've got that in the process here of having that done here later in July at the probably over by the park where it will be, and we're excited to have something like that going on, and the kids will be there to help out with it. So, yeah, lots of things. Lots of excitement building here.
Several dates that we want to bring up here once again before you leave, Kathy. August 2nd is the deadline for the bricks and the pickets, right?
Correct.
And then volunteers needed September, is it 15th through 19th?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Awesome.
It is. And we just appreciate all the involvement. The community has already, you know, been involved in helping us with all of this, and the fundraising has been tremendous.
And if folks can't make the lemonade stand later this month, how can they make a donation or perhaps plan to volunteer?
You can either go on to the WeBuildNorthPlatteNP.org, and you can go there. There's a volunteer sign-up page on there now. And or they can go to purchase the bricks or the pickets there also. And, you know, some of those things that you just need to ask, how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sure we can find something for you.
We can find something for you to do.
That's right. So just get involved. I think it'll be a great, project that we can all say, I was a part of that.
Yeah, great memories will be made.
Absolutely.
Kathy, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Nope, that's it. I just appreciate you having us on and enjoyed it.
Good to have you in the studio again. We'll look forward to having you on the program again in the near future, hopefully.
Okay. Hey, Chip.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break here on Husker Radio's KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.